I need y'all to give it up real big for Alicia Cooper.
Looking good. See, I love charity work. I know a lot of y'all saw on the internet they were doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, raising money for Lou Gehrig's disease. They raised over $100 million for ALS. That was amazing. But I didn't know anybody personally that had ALS, so I started a charity for people who have something I know about. Hemorrhoids. We starting a wedgie challenge. We yanking people's drawers up over their head like suspenders and hanging them on fences. Like, hashtag hemorrhoids. I love it out here, boy. I gotta tell y'all something. For the white people in the audience, I can't wait for the president to be white again. Cause this is way too much stress. In 6 years, I got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, all cause the president's black. I'm arguing with Tea Partiers on Facebook. They never met me, I never met them. It's getting ugly. All over, man, I never met them. The only good thing about being black and having a black president is people can actually believe you know him. I haven't waited for a table in a restaurant in 5 years. Because as soon as they say, Miss Cooper, the wait is an hour and a half. I'm like, man, let me get Barack on the line. This is some bull. They're like, right this way, Miss Cooper, a table just opened up. I'm like, I know it did. But it is too much daggone stress. Y'all notice how lax security has gotten under the first black president? It's like security done quit. People getting on the elevator with Barack, there's bullet holes all upside the White House door. The South African sign language man don't speak sign language. How did he get the daggone job? This dude answering the telephone and doing the cabbage patch and the Tootsie Roll. He the moonwalked out of the daggone stadium. Folks running around the White House lawn like it's the Hunger Games. Cat Williams has better security than the president. I would not want that daggone job. And I done had some bad jobs. I done worked in corporate America. That was too much. Corporate America is stressful. Because everybody spends all day trying to keep their good job. So they telling on you and causing problems where there is none. And then the daggone commute to work was miserable. I spent more time in the car than I did at the office. So one of my friends said, she said, why don't you carpool? This way you can save on gas riding a carpool lane. I said, that's a great idea. I think I'll do that. The day I carpooled was the day I got fired. I got to work at 9 a.m., got fired at 10 a.m., and had to sit around for the rest of the day waiting for everybody else to get off work. And the boss kept walking by me like I was the Unabomber, like, why is she still here?